Okay, well, I'm Mary Ann, and I have some old record books here from the church. And one of them is from the women's group. And the first notation, we think, may have a little error because the second one was from January 3rd, 1946. The one prior is December, and we think it should say 1945. Thank you. Oh, I want to say also, my father and I were baptized on the same day in 1963 in the baptismal. I remember that. Did you? I think it was 63. Here's a first notation in here. It's called the Women's Missionary Society, Harrisville, New York. The Women's Missionary Society met at the home of Mrs. Anna Kilburn. Meeting opened with prayer by Reverend Chapman. Scripture reading is the same that we had earlier today from Isaiah 40, 1 through 11, and John 3, 13 through 17 by the leader. Mrs. Rounds' business period, the highlights of the November meeting, uprooting and the economic life, was given by Mrs. Chapman. Reading from World Call by Mrs. Rounds, Earthquake, Something, and Fire was read by Edith Bardo, a poem, A Still Small Voice by Miss Emma Luther. An Interesting Item was read by Bessie McAllister. A reading by Anna Kilburn, also by Mrs. Rounds, closed with a benediction. Members, 7, dues, I think it's $4, and something fun is $33.40. And Anna Kilburn was the secretary pro tem. And it's very interesting to go through here and see the notes and things that they did. I would like to have this longer to look at. Also, this is a very old journal. Can't even read what it says, but it's a diary, it says. Be very careful because it is fragile. Is this a Reverend Parson? Parson Payne or Reverend Payne? Beginning October 1st, 1896. The People's Comprehensive Diary. And some of the logins here. Let's see. It's hard to read. This is October 1896. On the 12th, Father went to Oswegatchie, went down to Mr. Cooper's in, it's hard to read, back by, anyways, went to a meeting at Church of Christ, also Sunday school at Goose Pond with THR in PM and to AM to church and evening with Stella. It's really interesting. It's his diary. tells about all the different things he did. There's expenses in here too. Livery bill, $1.20. Ice cream, 20 cents. Postage, 25 cents. Gloves, 25 cents. And that was July, and I don't know. Oh, it would have been 86. On the 7th, school closed. Got my school money. So it's really interesting. This is a very fragile book, so I have to be careful. Oh, here is April 7th. I am 25 years old today. Drew my pay for 3 months teaching today. Paid insurance $14.19 today. Started today from someplace to attend Institute at Governor. Returned today from Institute and had a very nice time. Better mail. Oh, I can't read the rest, but anyways, that's very interesting. It's a nice account of our history back to 1896. I just want to say one of my memories, I went to Sunday school here and church here, but one of my most memorable that sticks in my mind, and I must have been very young, but the church ladies had done a birthday dinner, and they had tables all decorated for each month. I don't know how they separated people for the dinner, but I know that I got to sit at the June table, which was decorated. That's my birthday month, and that was very impressive to me. And I know that Jane had said they used to have flowers Sundays, and everybody would bring their garden flowers, and it would be just beautiful with all of the flowers. Elaine, shake. Yes. So. I don't remember that, but, I can imagine it was very, very nice. Thank you.
Also.